Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate today's Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes for the celebration of the Sunday Mass for your Sunday obligation. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Today we celebrate the apparitions of Our Lady of Guadalupe, received by St. Juan Diego back in December of 1531. Let us now call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you. We bless you. We adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, Father of mercies, who placed your people under the singular protection of your Son's Most Holy Mother, grant that all who invoke the Blessed Virgin of Guadalupe may seek with ever more lively faith the progress of peoples in the ways of justice and of peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Revelation. God's temple in heaven was open, and the Ark of His Covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its head were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth, to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You are the highest honor of our race. You are the highest honor of our race. Blessed are you, daughter, by the Most High God, above all the women on earth, and blessed be the Lord God, the creator of heaven and earth. You are the highest honor of our race. Your deed of hope will never be forgotten by those who tell of the might of God. You are the highest honor of our race. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are you, Holy Virgin Mary, deserving of all praise. From you rose the Son of Justice, Christ our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe is one that probably is well known to us. It's an image that maybe you've seen, an image that is a duplication, really, of that which was given to Juan Diego on his cloak. It's a story of an apparition that brought about the evangelization of that area, that the missionaries who had come were not meeting with success. But once the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe spread, thousands upon thousands approached asking for baptism. It begins with Juan Diego, who is a man, not a child. So often we think about these apparitions, we think about Bernadette and the children of Fatima. But he's one of those apparitions where it's an older person. And so he sees Our Lady. He's walking along this Tepeyac Hill on his way to see his uncle. And the woman appears to him. This woman who appears in a native dress of the Aztec people. And she begins in a very familiar way speaking to Juan Diego. And really it emphasizes, I think, Mary's spiritual motherly role for all believers. She says to Juan Diego, calling him by name, first of all, Juan de Guito. So Juan, my little Juan. And so I think that's just so tender that, first of all, Mary calls him by name, calls him a little name that only a mother would be able to call a child. For us, I think it's significant in the sense that Mary knows our name and she would address us maybe in a similar way. Maybe Mary, she would address me as Eddie instead of Edward. Sometimes I think of Father Donald Calloway and he talks about his own conversion and how he heard a voice, "Donnie, Donnie," and how he believed that was Our Lady that was speaking to him. And so we hear, Juan Diego, Juan de Guito, a familiar greeting of Mary to her child. And then she says, "Am I not here who am your mother?" Reminding him that he has nothing to be afraid because she, as his spiritual mother, is present and will help. And later in the message, will give a promise that from that place, great graces will come to the people. Now, Our Lady asked Juan Diego to do something, and he felt very unqualified for this. He thought maybe someone else should be sent for the mission, but Mary said, "No, no, it's you. You're the one who's supposed to go." So Juan Diego is told by Our Lady to go to the bishop and to ask for a church to be built on that site. Kind of the name Guadalupe means one who conquers evil, and there was sacrifices to Aztec gods that were taking place on this hill, and so Mary wants to replace that. She wants to conquer the evil that is there so that the sacrifice of her son might be known and might be celebrated. Juan Diego goes to the bishop, and the bishop meets his story with some reluctance, tells him that, "I want some roses. Bring me back some roses." Now, the roses were not in season, and so that was kind of a pretty ridiculous request. But nevertheless, Juan Diego recalls that and in due time finds the roses. Well, there's another apparition of Our Lady, and it's not in the same spot, because this time Juan Diego wants to go directly to his uncle's house. His uncle is sick, and so he goes the other way. He went one way, and that one way he saw Our Lady, and so he says, "What if I go the other way? What if I go back, take a shortcut or something like that?" And tries to avoid Our Lady, but don't worry, she finds him, and she speaks to him once again to encourage him in his mission. He eventually sees Our Lady again, and in that time then, there are these roses that are there. And so he gathers them in his cloak, and he takes them to the bishop, and this is the fourth apparition of Our Lady, that as the roses fall to the ground, the image on the image is that of the tilma that is still reverenced. Actually, this vestment is Our Lady of Guadalupe, and also a very familiar image to Relevant Radio, to the family at Relevant Radio. This image is very rich. So much to say about the image. It's a native Aztec woman. She's wearing a pregnancy belt. In our gospel today, we heard Elizabeth proclaim, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And it's really an emphasizing the pregnant Mary here in these final days of Advent, that she's with child, much like the book of Revelation. That vision of Revelation 12 tells us that the woman was with child. So you see that, incorporating that symbol of the Aztec people. There are stars on the tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and it's said that those same stars as they're on the tilma, that they were the same stars, the constellations in the sky during these days of apparition. The image of Our Lady also, it's on a cactus, really. It's on cactus fibers. That's what his cloak was made of. It should have disintegrated after only 30 years. But yet, the tilma still is on display in Guadalupe at the Shrine Basilica there to this very day. Defy scientific explanation. They say that even the image, it doesn't seem like it's impressed on the cloak, that it hovers over it. And a closer examination of the eyes of Our Lady show that Juan Diego is in the eye of the Blessed Mother. And in a sense, as she looks out at us, her children from heaven, we also are in her eyes. I think today, this apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe, our celebration of it, reminds us of Mary's motherly role within the church, that as she's the woman pregnant with child, she's the mother of the Redeemer, that whose coming we await on Christmas Day. She's the mother of all of us, as she says, "Am I not here who am your mother?" And so today, let us take Mary once again into our homes and allow her to be the mother of our life. Let us now lift up our prayers and petitions to the throne of God by the prayers of Our Lady. For our Holy Father, all bishops and priests, that like Our Lady, they will lead all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord. For the people of the world, especially those in the Americas, that through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe, they will seek healing and conversion, we pray to the Lord. That our nation and its leaders will promote and protect the dignity of life from conception to natural death, we pray to the Lord. For all immigrants and refugees and their families, that they will encounter hospitality and find the better life that they seek, we pray to the Lord. For Relevant Radio and all churches and apostolates that bear Our Lady of Guadalupe as their patroness, that she will keep them faithful to Christ and help them bear fruit for the sake of the kingdom. We pray to the Lord. Thanksgiving for all those who support the mission of Relevant Radio, especially for Our Lady of Guadalupe Day sponsors for whom this Mass is being offered. We pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them. We pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, hear our prayers, just as you listen to the prayers of the pilgrims at Mary's shrine at Tepeyac today. Look with favor on us as we honor her and seek her motherly intercession from our home here, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, will become our spiritual drink. With a humble spirit and contrite heart. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, the gifts we present to you on this feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and grant that this sacrifice may strengthen us to fulfill your commandments as true children of the Virgin Mary, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to praise, bless, and glorify your name on the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. For by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, she conceived your only begotten Son, and without losing the glory of virginity, brought forth into the world the eternal light, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore, and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Juan Diego, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. God has not acted thus for any other nation, to no other people. He has shown his love so clearly. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. body of Christ. Body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Lord our God, may the body and blood of your Son, which we have received in the sacrament, reconcile us always in your love. And may we who rejoice in Our Lady of Guadalupe live united and at peace in this world until the day of the Lord dawns in glory. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us today for Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. Don't forget about the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central with Father Rocky. And up next is Cale Clark with The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go forth, the Mass is ended. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our guard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. God, rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.